I got Bunsen Valhalla with me. God, Bunsen, it's been too long.
It's been a long time, Frank. But I told the talisman.
And you should let people know the talisman is your wife.
Sometimes it's my wife and sometimes it's my husband. But the gender is female, yes.
And when you say it's sometimes your husband.
Well, you're the one that refers to everybody as it, Frank.
Everyone tells me that, but I don't get it.
Okay, trust me. When you refer to everyone as it.
Oh, wait a minute. We're going on. Hello, everyone. This is Frank Gray, and this is Frank Gray. Wouldn't you like to know? Yeah. Frank Gray, wouldn't you like to know? Live from the studios of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thanks very much, Tootle. That is Tootle Botman. And we call it Tootle because Tootle, at one time, when we first met Tootle, you were homeless.
That's right.
And it would sit on the curb and go, toodle-oodle-oodle-oo.
Well, that was the way the people give me money.
That's how it earned money. So, Tootle, we're grateful to give you a job here on Frank Gray, Wouldn't You Like to Know? Thank you. And so today, and what we're going to do on the show here, so you know, is that we're going to be talking to people in show business that I know. And one of our guests, first up, is Bunsen Brauhauser. And I know that name, a lot of you, I can't see you, but I know, I'm looking at the studio audience right now. There's a lot of young people here. You don't know Bunsen Brauhauser?
I don't know.
Who are you?
Oh, my name's Reginald Meaton.
Reginald Meaton. We have a lot of people around here named after meat, aren't they?
Yeah. Well.
You never heard of, well, Bunsen Brauhauser was only one of the fine producers here in all of Hollywood. Let's hear it for Bunsen Brauhauser. Yeah. Get it on the line right now. Bunsen Brauhauser joining us by way of our newsmaker line. And I'm grateful to have Bunsen on the phone with me here. All right. Bunsen, how you doing?
This is quite an auspicious beginning to my being on your show, and I appreciate every minute of it.
Bunsen, when did you and I meet?
We met in, I think it was 1969 or 1972. And it was at a party at your house. And at that time, I think I was working for Paramount. I hung my shingle out at Paramount.
And you were producing television.
Yeah, I was producing. I wanted to bring a new version of Star Trek, Not Next Generation. It would have been Star Trek and Next Generation, but that was 50 years away.
And Bunsen Brauhauser, oh, by the way, this is a beautiful thing. You had a talk show for a while, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And the sponsor was what?
The sponsor was Bunsen Burners. So it was Bunsen Brauhauser with Bunsen. And I'd have a Bunsen burner there. And, you know, it was a thing that you take to a barbecue.
Yeah, but when they got the sponsor, Bunsen Burners, and your name's Bunsen Brauhauser, what'd you think?
Well, I, to be honest with you, I thought they were sort of making fun of me a little bit, messing with my mind. So it was... I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Bunsen is with us here. Bunsen Brauhauser is here with us. Bunsen, let's talk about when you and I met. I was already with Margaret, and Margaret had already been in the pilot that I produced.
Bunkhouse.
Bunkhouse, yeah. Tell everybody your involvement with Bunkhouse.
Well, I don't know if you want me to actually say it or not.
Why wouldn't I?
I didn't like working on that project. I think I told you I thought it was...
You used colorful language. You said you thought it wasn't going to be put on the air so much as it would be removed from someone's rectum. Didn't you?
Yeah, I guess I did. I said that. I did.
And you believed it?
I did believe it.
And you know that when you said that was the death knell for a bunkhouse.
I didn't know that. No, I did not know that.
Well, Margaret's here. Mark, come on.
Hi, Bunsen. It's Margaret.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
I wouldn't let Frank make you feel guilty. That show was dead on arrival. And
oh, hey, whoa. Listen to what it's saying. What are you saying?
I'll tell you what I'm saying, Frank. When I found out that each week I was going to be, as you put it in the script, taking on a new cowboy.
Well, that was kind of the idea of it, Margaret. That each week you'd hop into a bunk, you'd hop into a bunk with a cow hand, and then the movie would the TV show would flow from there.
Yeah, every week I was hopping into a bunk with a cow hand, and that doesn't the two of you guys don't get it, do you?
I'll tell you this right now, Bunsen. I don't understand. Are you saying that?
What are you saying exactly, Margaret?
I'm saying that you guys had a script that had me sleeping with a new cowhand every week, and the adventure flowed from there.
Well, the idea was that we, as you know, the show opened each week with you laid in bed with a new cowhand, and he'd tell you what happened.
Right, Margaret, look.
Frank, I know all about it.
Well, wait a minute. I want the audience to know. So what happened, Legion? Margaret's laying in bed with a cowhand. And it asks the cowhand, it asks, well, so what's new? And then the story begins.
Yeah, then the story begins. He says, well, it just so happens I was attacked by Indians or something like that. And then the story.
Yeah. So, and that was my one line. What's new?
Margaret, you know you had more lines than that.
I know I had more lines, but that was the pivotal line that opened each and every episode, that was going to open each and every episode.
Well, Margaret, we felt that...
Hold on for a minute, Lips. I'm talking to my husband.
Lips?
Margaret, that is not... I'm sorry I'm talking to you like that.
Frank, I'm talking to you.
I didn't mean for it to talk to you like that, Bunsen.
Lips, huh? Because my lower lip is frozen? Because I've got frozen lip?
What do you mean you got frozen lip?
That's right. I've got frozen lip from... It goes back to when Frank and I were together. Do you really want to hear this story?
Oh, okay. This is you and Frank. Okay.
Hey, wait a minute, Bunsen. I don't want to talk about that.
Well, that's why I got frozen lip. Okay, Frank and I experimented sexually, and one night...
Okay, that's all I want to hear about that. Do you understand?
Well, now, isn't this interesting?
Do you know about it, Margaret?
Yes, I know all about it.
All right, we don't need to talk about it any longer.
But I got frozen lip when you and I experimented.
Yeah, you got frozen lip when we experimented.
Hey, Frank, don't talk to me like I'm something you just pulled out of your nose. I'm a man, okay, and I deserve respect.
All right, Bunsen, I'm sorry. The memory of Bunkhouse.
Well, that's true, though. I would have opened every show, and I did open the pilot with What's New.
Well, we produced, the opening episode was Bunkhouse Cook.
That was me.
That's right, yes.
And Bunkhouse Cook, and the second episode was One Will Get You Two, It's On Sale.
Yes, and that was about me, again, opening.
And the second one was What's New, that kind of focused more on your character. And then the third one, and now there's only three episodes we did.
Well, we did the first one was called, as you mentioned, Queen of the Bunkhouse, whatever the hell it was called.
Yeah.
And the next one was Bunkhouse, the next one was What's New, and the third one was Different Day, A New Cowboy, and the fourth one is Margaret Walks Bowlegged, and that's when they...
And I told you that their network was not going to go for that.
Well, we tried, and we failed.
That was the one that got... CBS said, there's no way.
No, we tried and failed.
Yeah, you tried and failed. You knew that wasn't going to go, Frank.
I believe, Margaret, in trying out and never apologize for this thing, for the stuff what you do.
This is Frank Gray. Wouldn't you like to know? The Frank Gray Podcast, brought to you by world famous Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com, Grace Valley Online Porn. Frank Gray here, and thank you all for joining me in the live studio audience here tonight. It's great to see all of you. And with me also here, of course, is the very lovely Margaret Gray, who is my wife, and I've been married to it for, God, how long have we been married, Bart?
I'm sorry?
How long have we been married?
Oh, 40 years.
40 years. God damn. Anyway, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. So, Margaret and we were talking here with Bunsen Brownhouse was on the phone about Bunkhouse, and this has never been told before.
Why don't you tell everyone about what Bunsen said about why he has a frozen lower lip?
Oh, come on.
Well, we're saying we might as well say it, you know.
All right, there was a time when Bunsen and I experimented sexually. Okay, I don't think that's anything unusual. I think a lot of guys do that. You don't have to be gay to say, hey, you know, I wonder what it would be like to suck.
You wonder what it would be like to suck what?
God, are you kidding me?
Hey, Dickman, before I pick you up over my head and throw you from the top of a windmill, bug off.
Sir.
Well, Frank, I'm not saying, you know, I married you, I love you, and you seem to be normal sexually when you're with me, but obviously you've got a background and a past that needs to be talked about.
Why is that?
Well, I think the audience, ladies and gentlemen, wouldn't you like to know a little bit more about what the hell is going on with this guy?
All right, look, does that, ladies and gentlemen, all right, I'm going to ask a question. Does that mean you want to, everything about me sexually, you want to, oh, shit.
Yeah.
What are you applauding for? All right, Bunsen, so you got frozen lip from what, sucking my dick, is that it?
Frank,
you can't say that. Mr. Henry said you got to keep it clean. Well, what are you saying, Bunsen?
Well, yeah, essentially I'm saying that, yeah. I got frozen lip from sucking your dick.
All right, there it is. Bunsen Braunhauser sucked my dick, and its lower lip is frozen. Jesus H. Christ. All right, so what else?
Well, I'll tell Frank, I think it was a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This is Frank Gray, Wouldn't You Like to Know, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jim Sadler. I want to encourage you to get a backstage pass. That's a subscription to the Phil Hendry Show website. You get Phil's Radio Hall of Fame show. You get his great podcasts, his great video casts, as well as his home movies. You get all the long and short form comedy like the Bobby Dooley podcast, the El Cut the Next Step podcast, the Milwaukee Lions podcast, and stuff too weird for any of us to really even talk about out loud without, you know, fear of arrest.
Yeah.
Get a backstage pass now to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Do as Dr. Sadler does. Listen to it.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com.
Greatest value online other than porn.
Now back to Frank Gray. Wouldn't you like to know? I want to thank my guest, Bunsen Braunhauser.
He's still on the phone.
I don't care if it's still on the phone. Bunsen, you there?
Well, I am here, but...
I got to move this along or I'm going to... something's going to happen. I don't know what.
What is that supposed to mean, Frank?
If I don't move it along, I'm afraid I'm going to have excess gas, or I'm going to have a heart defibrillation, or I have a kidney stone or something. Which reminds me of Phil Hendry was talking about having a kidney stone on Facebook today. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Well, great comedian, John DeCrosta, who's a comedian friend of Phil's. And John, it apparently had a kidney stone.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I was reading it on what's it called, FaceTime?
Yeah, it's called Facebook, Mr.
The name's Gray.
I'm Mr. Gray.
Wow.
You know his name, bud.
Yeah, I don't know. It's...
Well, Mr., this is the Frank Gray Show, Wouldn't You Like to Know?
Yes, sir, I know that.
Pissing me off. Now we got to start over. Go on, do it.
The Frank Gray Wouldn't You Like to Know Show with Frank Gray.
Is that it?
That's it, Frank.
Welcome back to the Frank Gray Wouldn't You Like to Know. So what happened was that I was talking here earlier about John DeCrosta, who's a great comedian and a friend of Phil Henry's. And John was in a hospital with a kidney stone.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No. And it was in the hospital, and I read about it, and I said, well, I remember when Phil Henry went in a hospital with a kidney stone, and Henry, to this day, and I don't know how I feel about it, but to this day, Henry says, man, when they hit me with that morphine, you know that?
Yeah, he said the morphine was out of sight.
Well, I think he said, well, it got rid of the pain.
It got rid of the pain. Henry said it got rid of every problem it ever thought it had. It not only got rid of the pain, it got rid of all the anxiety about life. It laid there, according to it, just in wonder, just stoned wonderment. And I want to know how I can get a hold of some of this.
Frank, what are you talking about?
I'd like to know how do I get some morphine? I don't want to be a junkie, okay?
Great news. Yay.
All right.
But if Henry says that when it was given the morphine, it just went, That's basically what Henry said.
Well, Mr. Henry said that he was in a lot of pain, and the nurse said to him,
the nurse said to it, "Oh, you in pain?" And it said, "Yeah." And the nurse said, "Don't worry about it. In about 2 seconds, you won't even know what planet you're on."
Well, she didn't say that.
Apparently it did, according to Phil. When Phil said, "I'm in a lot of pain," the nurse said, "Don't worry about it. We'll take care of that, Bright Eyes." So she
called him Bright Eyes.
Something like that, yeah. And then Phil said that in the next 5 minutes, they hit it up with morphine, and it said it was flying. It said that it saw all the colors of the rain. I don't know what it said.
Well, I think a lot of this you're making up, Frank, but I understand.
I'm not making up anything, Mark.
I understand that you took away certain information from Phil about morphine. Now, all of a sudden, you want some.
I'd like to know.
You want to get some more? You want to do it up and everything?
What do you mean, do it up? What, are you going to tie me off and shoot me? Oh, my God. Yeah, right. You and what? What do you know about it, Dickman?
Well, I've been around a little bit.
You're not tying anyone off, bud, okay? And you're not getting any morphine.
Why not? Why can't I? Henry got some.
He was in agony because of that kidney stone.
I'm in agony every day of my life just when I look in the mirror. Shit.
Jesus, Frank.
Let's move to another guest, you know.
When you look in the mirror, you need morphine.
Yes. Yes, yes, okay.
Frank's laughing.
Yeah, Mr. Gray, you're laughing.
I thought I was in pain until I heard myself say what I just said, and now I'm not. Frank Gray, and wouldn't you like to know? I want to bring on now another actor friend, a guy that worked for me when I was producing a show called Bubble Wrap. And Bubble Wrap was a detective show where the character Lance Bubble Wrap would...
You're kidding me.
Hey, Dickman, shut up.
Shut up, bud. That was the character, yes, bud.
Lance Bubble Wrap was the name of the character, what?
Okay.
So the show is called Bubble Wrap, and Lance Bubble Wrap was a private platoon.
Private Petunia?
No, a private detective in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Lance Bubble Wrap. And people would come to Lance Bubble Wrap, like, for instance, one episode, which is kind of right out of the Private Eye, manual. This beautiful, buxom young woman with the it comes into its office and it says, "Are you Lance Bubble Wrap?" I wrote the line, by the way. Lance says, "Yeah, where do you want me to wrap it?" You know?
Is that supposed to be funny?
Well, guys get it.
Well, Frank, I don't even know what it means.
Where do you want me to wrap? He was going to wrap his bubble wrap.
Hey, you don't get to wrap it around somebody else's penis.
I had to kick your...
Okay, wait a minute, Frank. Come on.
Get out of here.
Bud, take off. Dickhead.
So, wrap it around someone else's penis.
Frank, you were talking about experimenting with Bunsen Bonomi.
I forget its name.
Yeah, you should.
I should. That man saved my life. Do you understand?
What, sucking your dick?
You know, if you were a little closer, I'd bury my fist in your face. Take it easy, Frank. I know jiu-jitsu, or whatever it's called. Jiu-jitsu?
You're talking about jiu-jitsu.
Yes. Yes, that's what I mean.
This guy, let me just get back. Lance Bubble, The Adventures of Lance Bubble Wrap. It's Friday night, 7 o'clock. Lance Bubble Wrap is hard at work wrapping up the day's investigation. Suddenly into its office walks a beautiful buxom blonde with the biggest cans you've ever seen in your life.
And that's why it didn't get on the air, by the way.
Why, that's exactly what you put in the script?
Yes, that's... What do you want me to put in the script?
Something that the network is going to be... That the network's going to allow, Frank.
Oh.
I told him all of this.
He didn't listen, huh?
No, it didn't listen.
What? You just called me a she?
Never mind, Frank.
So, Lance Bubble Wrap, in walks this beautiful buxom blonde with the biggest cans. and a very round, voluptuous ass. And
you're pitching the network with all of this.
Yeah. Oh, you see, everybody's always worried about my life. Just listen. So, and it says to Lance, it says, are you Lance Bubble Wrap? And it says, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And if that helps you, me hiring, if that helps you hiring me, yes, I double am. I double am Lance Bubble Wrap. And that's when the blonde says to it, I'm Lotta Aspen.
Lotta Aspen, get it? Oh, I see.
What do you mean, get it, Margaret?
Lotta ass.
Oh, that didn't enter my mind.
Bullshit.
God, listen to the language in this thing. So
this thing?
I'm sorry. Listen to the language on it. Margaret, the name of the bottle was Lotta Aspen. Aspen as in Aspen, Colorado?
Sure. You bet.
So Lotta Aspen hires Lance Bubble Wrap, and off they go because Lotta Aspen is trying to find the love of its life. It is in love with this man. It was on the way to the altar. It was going to marry it. And all of a sudden, it got kidnapped. And this is the adventure of Dick Extension. And
you're putting me on.
Where did you come from?
Bud, get out of here. You're putting me on.
What's wrong?
Dick Extension. Go ahead, tell him.
Dick Extension. Okay? It has to do with this guy is tensed up, all right? And this guy needs to find a way to, you know, be free from all of the worry and the care in its life. And it goes to see Lance Bubble Wrap.
Dick Extension.
Yes, fuck me.
At what point does Lotta Aspen come back into the script?
Oh, well, that's it. Lotta Aspen, so Lance Bubble Wrap says, I'd like you to meet Lotta Aspen. And that's when Dick says, good thing I've got a lot of dick. But that's not what you think it is, because Lotta Dick is the name of its secretary.
Oh, get out of here.
What's the story, man?
Anyway, did you sell this thing?
No, I didn't sell it. The network laughed me right out of the office.
You got a TV show called Lance Bubble Wrap, where he meets Lotta Aspen.
You dragged it out. You went,
All right, meets Lotta Aspen.
Yeah.
And while he's negotiating with Lotta Aspen, he meets this guy, Dick Extension.
All right, but you're saying Dick, it was Dick Extension.
Okay, anyway. They get together. I forget what happens.
Then they get together and talk, and that's when Dick Extension says, Lotta, I want you to meet Lotta Dick. This is my office manager. Right? And these three people set up their own private detective agency. After having gone through what Lotta Aspen has gone through.
Why did she hire him?
I forget. I wrote it and I tried to forget, to be honest with you. Shit.
All right, so, that didn't go to the air.
No, it did not go to the air, but the point that I'm trying to make is I hired women. I hired a lot of women. And I never, ever, ever wrote anything with the intention of sexually titillating. It was always something that I wanted to write that would be a great piece of drama, and people would be captivated by it.
So you got a character named Lotta Aspen, Lotta Dick, Dick Extension.
Oh, listen to the filthy mind that it has. You know, Margaret, I love you. That much is everyone in the world knows. But the way you talk, the dirty stuff that comes out of your mouth.
Frank, did you write that show or did I?
I did.
All right. Dick Extension, Lotta Dick, Lotta Aspen.
Lotta Aspen.
Yeah, Lance Bubble Wrap.
Okay, tell me what's dirty about Lance Bubble Wrap.
Why did you name the guy Lance Bubble Wrap?
Because I imagined that that's what Lance wrapped its penis in at night before it went to bed.
Why?
Why what?
Why would a guy wrap his dick in bubble wrap? Watch your language, please.
Sorry. Why would a guy wrap his dick in bubble? Did you hear this?
Hey, the guy's asking me, why would a guy,
come on, Frank.
All right.
It wrapped its dick in bubble wrap. Because it ran out of wax paper.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
You suck, Frank. This show blows. You suck, Frank. This show blows Badger. Tree Badger.
Oh, my God. Frank Gray and Wouldn't You Like to Know. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on iHeart Podcasts. This show sucked.
Margaret Gray, I agree.
I'm going to sing a song. You and me, we hug tree. You and me, we can be. Margaret, I know I'm not much of a husband, but when you and me are together, it's free. Every time I see it walk away, I ask it to stay. I love to watch it walk away because it has a great looking attitude.
That's
Hold on, kill it, kill it.
It's the end of the show. Lot of dick.
Show produced by Dick Extension.
Hey, who asked this guy to...
I'm sorry.
Get out of here.